Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now to the severe weather story over the weekend. This is a life-threatening situation. You could be killed if not underground or in a tornado shelter. That was the explicit public warning heard in communities across five states over the weekend as a weather pattern for the creation of severe storms lived up to its billing by weather forecasters. More than 100 tornadoes in 24 hours, following an extraordinarily clear and persistent series of warnings days in advance. The warning, though, did nothing to temper the severity of these storms.
It was a widespread debris field as we flew over it, certainly as we walked to see the roofs taken off homes that had exploded. We saw certainly a trailer home that was totally lost and gone.
You know what's amazing is that all this is gone and none of that is touched. Like you've seen over here, there's like trailer. There's probably at least 10 or 15 trailers this way.
It went all the way down.
The voices of eyewitnesses in Woodward, Oklahoma, where the worst damage occurred, and before that, Oklahoma's Governor Mary Fallon, who toured the area over the weekend. Joining us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, is Michael Kimball from The Oklahoman. Michael, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What devastation have you found? I understand you've been to Woodward, and then I want to talk about the nature of this warning pattern that forecasters actually helped to prepare communities. What have you seen?
Well, the tornado touched down on the west side of Woodward very early Sunday morning. It's a small town in northwestern Oklahoma. It's about 15,000 people, I believe. And it just blitzed the pass right through the west side of town, touched down a couple different places, did some heavy damage in a couple of neighborhoods, and then some true devastation in a mobile home park. Some of the homes were really just disintegrated before the tornado left town.
Now, that kind of devastation is what we would expect from this severity of storms and the number of storms over the 24-hour period. Tell us a little bit about how weather forecasters, and that would include people on commercial television stations involved in the media and in public service announcements, have tried to prepare the people of Oklahoma for this tornado season, because it seems that there's been some different tactics and strategies adopted here.
Well, really, it has. The officials really deserve a lot of credit for this. First of all, in Oklahoma, especially when it comes to tornadoes, we have some of the best meteorologists in the world. It's what they specialize in here. They know when they're coming. And in this particular case, as you said, the people knew days in advance that Saturday was going to be a bad day, and that Friday had the potential to be a bad day as well. We had some smaller tornadoes on Friday as well. But the technology and the coordination has really improved here to the point where people knew for days in advance that they needed to have a plan on Saturday. And that's what they stress. They stress that you just need to have a plan. The tornadoes are going to be here. We don't know exactly where. We know it's going to be in this part of the country. And wherever you are, you're going to need to have a plan for how to be safe if a tornado comes. And coordinated warning systems throughout counties and throughout different parts of the state really played a role in making sure, for the most part, that people were aware when severe weather was headed their way.
Is part of the Woodward story that that system seemed to have broken down in that particular community?
The last-minute warning systems, yes. But that's where the early warning days in advance really came in. There were some lightning strikes and tornadoes that affected the sirens that sound when a tornado is imminent. But everyone that I talked to had been aware that storms were going to affect the area that day. So even though some other storms had passed over Woodward earlier, Saturday evening, without much effect, people went to bed Saturday with one eye open, and they had storm radios on, which are things that people have here that make a pretty loud audible alarm when a significant storm warning is in the area. And so even then, people were ready to react really quickly. Tragically, obviously, there were five people who were not able to react quickly enough. But when you see the kind of devastation that affected Woodward with neighborhoods destroyed, houses just utterly wiped off the face of the map, in a way, it's pretty surprising that it was only five, and a real testament to the early warning that officials were able to get out this time.
We're talking with Michael Kimball, a reporter with The Oklahoman. You know, you're the largest daily newspaper in Oklahoma, and you, I'm sure, spent plenty of time covering the tornado season last year and in previous years. I wonder if you could respond to something that we've noticed here. We covered, of course, the horrible devastation around many areas, including Joplin, Missouri, last year. And, you know, in every community, a lot of people spoke of something they called twister toughness, or a sense that, you know, we live here, we can handle these storms, and that forecasters described again and again that it was that sense of, you know, I'll call it, for lack of a better word, macho regarding storms that really was costing lives in some communities where things happened. How did forecasters attempt to really deal with that, to combat this sense of complacency?
Well, you're right about that. The old joke here in Oklahoma is that the best way to start a block party in Oklahoma is to turn tornado sirens on, because then everyone goes outside their house to look and see where it is. But part of that, again, is the technology. Used to, they'd sound the sirens when something was pretty far away, and now that's not necessarily the case. But I would say that the forecasters have really done a good job using pretty strong adjectives, if you will, when they know days in advance that a day is going to be a bad storm day. They say it's going to be a particularly dangerous situation, is a code word out here, that it's going to be life-threatening. And that, in the proliferation of media in general, and social media for sure, really help people stay aware. When you're looking at your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed on Wednesday, and everybody's already talking about hunkering down for the storms on Friday and Saturday, you're going to make a plan when you see that everybody is talking about it and that the forecasters are using the adjectives that they are, instead of just, you know, bludgeoning us over the head with the information about the weather and high pressure systems. They just say, be ready. And people were ready.
And Michael, let me ask you before we go, what did you do differently this time?
I think differently this time, I've said it before, but it really was just a sense of preparation. Everybody was prepared. Everybody knew where they were going to be.
Including you?
And, including me. I had my safe place ready to go. And then when the storms were overhead, I knew where I needed to be, and that's to tell the stories to the people who were affected.
And we're glad you're here to tell the stories to us as well. Michael Kimball, reporter with The Oklahoman, the largest daily newspaper in Oklahoma, reporting on those 100 tornadoes in 24 hours in the state of Oklahoma and across five states. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.